Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live this morning from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma, online at kpcg.fm. Why is this world so bitterly divided? A prime example of this right now is the total insane panic over the coronavirus. If you just take a look on Twitter, which I wouldn't even necessarily recommend because it's such a cesspool at this point, but all of the biggest trends on there and all the hashtags are just people pouring out their rage against the United States president, even though this virus started in China, and Mr. Trump seems like he has done pretty much everything you can imagine to try to prevent the spread. But people are just enraged. They're stirred up emotionally. People are making vicious threats against people who disagree with them. And this has become commonplace. It's become accepted. I saw a tweet the other day that went viral pretty quickly, and it was referencing a movie that comes out today that's all about liberal elites hunting conservatives for sport. And he said, "I'm in." That's what the tweet said. Just someone who is excited to fantasize about slaughtering political opponents. This is just unhinged and out of control. And we have to understand why people are behaving this way. Why they are just so filled with irrational hatred for their fellow human beings. Well, in chapter 4 of the late educator and theologian Herbert W. Armstrong's greatest book, Mystery of the Ages, titled Mystery of Civilization, that's what chapter 4 is titled, Mr. Armstrong wrote, "Satan moves on the human spirit within people to move them in attitudes of envy, jealousy, resentment, impatience, anger, bitterness, and strife. People have no realization of the tremendous power of Satan. The human spirit within each human is automatically tuned to Satan's wavelength. It seems as if Satan has surcharged the air over the entire earth with his attitude of self-centeredness and vanity." And this is referencing a verse, Ephesians 2, verse 2, that calls Satan the prince of the power of the air. Actually, this is the perfect medium, radio, from which to describe this concept, because Satan is a broadcaster, just like the radio waves that make it possible to hear what I'm saying right now. Satan is broadcasting his moods, his emotions, his uncontrolled rage into the minds of human beings. It's interesting because he can't do that to animals. He can't work on their animal spirit because they don't have one. They just have the physical animal brain. We have this spiritual component combined with our brains, this human spirit, that makes possible a lot of good, but also a lot of evil. And sadly, what we see all around the world right now are the effects of wrong usage of the human spirit. People who are automatically tuned in to Satan's broadcast and do absolutely nothing to fight back against that. They just move on whatever impulse is injected into their minds. That's why this world has become so dangerous. That's why pundits in the U.S. are constantly talking about a second civil war. It has become obvious to every observer that such an outcome is inevitable. There's just no way to avoid it because people are out of control. This human spirit is what makes us so different from the animals, but it really does become quite a trap for a lot of people who don't know how to control it. God gives us that human spirit as a way to bridge the gap between us and Him. When we combine our human spirit with God's Holy Spirit, then we can have this powerful relationship with God. He can rule us. He can help us govern our emotions, control our words and our actions. But without that help, we're in a lot of trouble. Especially after Mr. Armstrong died in 1986. If you go to thetrumpet.com, you can find all kinds of proof that a terrifying event took place after Mr. Armstrong died. An event described in Revelation 12, verse 9, as Satan and the demons being cast down and confined to the earth, no longer free to roam the universe. They're just lurking among us all the time, and they're searching for any opening to get into human minds. And wow, do people provide a lot of openings. It is so easy for demons to take advantage of any kind of emotional outburst. If we don't protect our minds from certain media and content out there, that's another way to let demons in. Demons can possess people. They can actually enter the mind and control it. They can also just have a heavy influence without actually possessing people. But if you've ever wondered why it has gotten so much worse in the last 30 plus years, why events seem to have sped up, why the chaos seems to have exponentially multiplied, there you have it. It's all about this demonic influence. They can't go about the universe anymore. They're trapped here on the planet. Revelation 12, verse 12 says that the heavens are rejoicing because of this. They no longer have to be abused by Satan and the demons. But the earth and all of its inhabitants had better cry out for help from God, because otherwise we're in a lot of trouble. And this all gets back to the two trees. If you really want to get to the root of the issue, the two trees talked about in Genesis 2 and 3, where God presented the first human beings, Adam and Eve, with a fundamental choice. You have the tree of life, and you also have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which you could also call the tree of death. But human beings have always gone this wrong way. They have chosen from the tree of death. And because of that, humanity has suffered for about 6,000 years now. Thankfully, this is all part of God's timing, and this suffering is about to end. But for now, we're in the worst suffering. We're in the most intense stage of human existence there ever will be. It's more dangerous than ever before. It's more chaotic. It's more confusing. It's more terrifying than it's ever been. Human beings have decided to eliminate God from their lives. God didn't want any of us to do that. But when Adam and Eve took of that wrong tree, they basically forced God to pronounce sentence upon them. In chapter 3 of Mystery of the Ages, titled Mystery of Man, Mr. Armstrong basically paraphrases what God must have said to Adam and Eve once they made that wrong choice. Quote, "You have made the decision for yourself, and the world that shall spring from you. You have rejected me as the basic source of knowledge. You have rejected power from me through my spirit to live the righteous way. You have rebelled against my command and my government. You have chosen the getting, taking way of Satan. Therefore, I sentence you and the world you shall beget to 6,000 years of being cut off from access to me and my spirit, except for the exceedingly few I shall specially call. And that few shall be called for special service preparatory for the kingdom of God. They shall be required to do what you have failed to do, reject, resist, and overcome Satan and his ways, and follow the ways of my spiritual law. Now, we'll probably get back to this quote, this pronouncement of sentence from God in a moment. But just think about this. Think about what happens when human beings, God's own creation, reject their creator. When they scoff at even the idea of God existing at all. When any time a crisis comes up, they will utterly ridicule anyone who suggests looking to the Bible. The Bible has a lot to say about the coronavirus, about deadly division in the United States, and about all of the problems we see around the world. Yet nobody wants to look into the Bible for solutions. And even people who seem like they have a pretty solid moral compass, relatively speaking, would never think to try to form public policy, national and local law, based on the Bible. Why is it that that seems like such an absurd idea to so many people? Well, again, Satan is the one who is influencing their minds. Satan is the one who has confused them and convinced them to think that it would actually be a terrible idea to look to God at this time, to call for prayers and fasting and repentance from sin, to actually look into the Bible for the solutions. And the solutions are all there if we would just look, if we would just be humble and childlike enough to look for them. Don't we need solutions right now? Can you really say that you have faith in any leaders on earth right now? Even some of the stronger ones out there are so viciously opposed that it's just hard for anyone to get anything done. There's so much deception out there, so many lies, so much hatred, so much corruption, and people abusing each other just for a slight advantage in different things. And everyone today seems to have an opinion. Everyone rushes to social media the moment anything happens, and they just spew forth their opinions. It's an article at pcg.church, another one of our websites, titled "Everyone is Entitled to My Opinion." It's by Mr. Joel Hilliker. He says, "We live in the age of opinion, strongly held opinion." Isn't that an alarming statement? Shouldn't we care more about truth? But today, you hear people talking about my truth, his truth, her truth, zer truth, our truth, their truth. What about the truth? What about God's truth? The only truth that actually matters and is actually real. Why does no one talk about that? Instead, human beings have anointed themselves their own God. They don't need to look to a higher power, they think. Their opinions should be taken as gospel. people just spout ignorance online and at the water cooler and wherever else they might be. No one takes 5 minutes to gather basic facts before they go out there and they just launch their opinions. Just launching grenades of opinions, letting them explode where they may. Not even caring what impact that recklessness might have. You have, like I said, with this coronavirus, a lot of people blaming a United States president for the coronavirus that started in China and is in well over 100 nations around the world right now. The facts are, it's deadly to the elderly and to nobody else, pretty much. Yet, if you heard some of the people in the news media or on Twitter, you would think that if anyone steps outside their house right now, they're going to die. That is reckless. That is dangerous. That causes real problems far worse than the coronavirus. People are catching it now and admitting that it's not even nearly as bad as what they had been told. It's not that you want to go out there and get it, but if it's not even much worse than a common flu, why is everybody melting down when there are relatively so few cases and so few deaths in America, especially because of preventative measures that have been taken? Why is everybody freaking out? Don't you see Satan's ability to stir up emotions and just a blind rush to judgment in situations like this? Mr. Hilliker wrote that people's opinions are highly judgmental and vehemently expressed. Does that apply to this moment right now, today? Are people strongly condemning anyone who disagrees with them and accusing the president of wanting everyone in the country to die? That's really happening. There are people who are saying things like that. Isn't that just astounding to anyone with a sane mind who is actually trying to think rationally, trying to examine the facts before forming any sort of opinion? To think that the president has that much malice in his heart that he wants everyone in the country except for himself to die. How insane do you have to be to think that? How much in Satan's grasp do you have to be? I'd say quite a lot. Mr. Armstrong has written that every single problem in the entire world has come from minds clashing with minds. Is that true? Have you seen that in every corner of the world? In the United States, you have the two political parties, of course. A very similar situation in the United Kingdom, in the Jewish nation in the Middle East, in Canada, in Australia. In other places, you have authoritarian rule where the people are in revolt. Again, minds clashing with minds in China, in Russia, in North Korea. In Africa, you have warlords slaughtering their own people. It all starts in the mind. All of these issues start in the human mind because of Satan's influence. And it doesn't help that we all have the ability to just, in mere seconds now, spout off an opinion online the moment we have that impulse. Mr. Hilliker describes it as the Wild West. all fisticuffs, brawls, and showdowns at high noon, like an old-time cowboy movie where someone in the saloon throws a punch, and suddenly the whole place becomes a blur of flying chairs, crashing bodies, and broken tables. It's easy to do that online and think it'll stay online, and then all of a sudden it's happening in the real world too. It's happening in the streets with groups like Antifa rioting and destroying public property and private property, destroying everything they see if they can, if they're even strong enough to. They don't look too strong to me. But this all starts online. People getting together, spouting their opinions, forming groups with people who agree with whatever insanity they're spouting. And then they organize and they hit the streets. Ezekiel 5 has a lot to say about that. There are some very terrible times coming very soon. Just think about that simple concept. Minds clashing with minds, all stirred up by Satan and the demons who have been cast down. And that's what we're dealing with. And every day it seems like it gets worse. I go to sleep at night thinking it couldn't possibly get worse than it just was today with the absurd things that people said today. And then you wake up in the morning and somehow it got even worse. How is this happening? How can we possibly sustain a nation, or even on the local level, a community of any kind, or even our families, when there's this much division in the air, just being rocketed about by Satan? We have to have God's help. We have to control that human spirit and just pause before we just blast more opinions out into cyberspace and beyond, into the streets. Why are people making strong judgments based on rumors, based on fourth-hand information? Does that help anybody? Are people actually caring about other people when they cause harm like this? Proverbs 15, verse 2. The mouth of fools pours out foolishness. If everyone just could be a little bit quieter, maybe talk a little bit less, maybe think a little bit more, that would certainly solve a lot of problems. If people had the ability to think and to form logical thought processes instead of just letting Satan control them emotionally, if people would just hesitate for a moment before saying something or doing something they'll regret, wow, we would have so much more peace. It would be unbelievable how different the entire world would be. But that just shows you Satan's power, the type of power that we're up against. But we also can realize that that powerful being, Satan the devil, is a coward. James 4, verse 7. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We can shut that down. It doesn't have to enter our minds. That broadcast doesn't have to control us. Here in Proverbs, I think that's Proverbs 13. No, James 1, verse 19. This says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. So what I'm saying today is that we can all have our small part in perhaps de-escalating some of the panic and the furor that is being whipped up about the latest pandemic. We don't have to hate. We don't have to speak ignorantly. We don't have to think that everyone is entitled to our opinions. The Bible has the solutions. We can just look to those and have hope because of what the Bible tells us. So today we've been talking a bit about division and Satan's influence on this world that is causing all of it. We've been talking about using wisdom in the way that we think and speak and act as we try to counteract Satan's broadcast. So thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.